VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Police in the Netherlands said Tuesday they are investigating terror as a possible motive behind the shooting in Utrecht on Monday in which three people were killed. Dutch police say they've arrested a third person on suspicion of involvement in the shooting. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A spokesman from Utrecht's public prosecution office says three people are now in custody. The alleged shooter, Gokumen Tanish, and two others. Tanish is being held on suspicion of manslaughter with a possible terrorist motive. But the spokesman adds that investigations are continuing into what drove him to allegedly open fire in a tram on Monday morning. Authorities have not ruled that other possible reasons, and Dutch media has quoted neighbours of Tanish in Utrecht who've speculated that the shooting may have been linked to a relationship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump welcomed Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro to the White House Tuesday, praising the relatively new leader and promising closer trade ties and enhanced military cooperation.
The relationship that we have right now with Brazil has never been better. I think there was a lot of hostility with other presidents. There's zero hostility with me. And we're going to look at that very, very strongly in terms of whether it's NATO or it's something having to do with alliance.
In a speech to Parliament on Tuesday, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told about acts of bravery by police officers and victims during the Christchurch terror attack.
There will be countless stories, some of which we may never know. But to each, we acknowledge you in this place. In this house.
Officials have now begun releasing the bodies of the 50 people killed in last Friday's mass shooting at two mosques, allegedly by a white supremacist. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Islamic State fighters.